I know that there is a temptation sometimes for people to say, if only I could have lived in the time of Jesus, and if only I could have seen Jesus, that would have been really amazing and really spectacular. Probably we should be a little careful when we wish for something like that, because we see those who are closest with him when he was on earth, it took them a long time to really understand who it was that Jesus is. I would argue that it is the same in many respects today. I think there are a lot of people who don't really connect Jesus with the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the divine God. I think there are people who think that Jesus was a good role model for life, but God is really the Father, or God is really the Holy Spirit. And that's what Philip is trying to kind of get in his head. He doesn't yet understand the intimate connection between Jesus as the second person of the Blessed Trinity and the Jesus that they see in human form, the Incarnation. These mysteries sometimes can be the types of things that we just take for granted. Of course we know that Jesus was incarnated, fully human, fully divine. Of course we know that the Trinity is three persons in one God. Of course we know that Jesus is really present in the Eucharist, body and blood, soul and divinity. But sometimes I think they become so familiar to us, we don't fully appreciate the powerful mystery that they represent for us in our lives. That God truly is with us. And that God does still show us tremendous things. Let us pray that in our relationship with Jesus, we may also understand our full relationship with the Holy Trinity of God.